to do and each time I need you. Oh, no, 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 no. Hello, hello, hello. This is DJ Aura. You're listening to DJ Dialogues here in KVS Davis, 90.3 FM. And I have a very special guest here today who emerged from the mud.
I escaped.
What?
I leaped out.
What?
And my name.
What?
DJ Mud Skipper.
What? 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 It's been super muddy outside.
Yeah, it's been so muddy, and I'm kind of pleased about it because it gives me a lot of space to just roll around in the mud. We're kind of far from the coast, so I've been feeling kind of homesick, and all the mud around, it's reminding me of where I came from.
I see. Because Davis is usually dry, but the last couple of days have been like super muddy
because
it's super rainy. And I was like, DJ Mudskipper would love this, but you have to be careful because everyone's like walking around. You don't want someone to step on you.
Well, actually, because of the rain, I feel like there's a lot less people walking around.
That is true.
I'm very used to navigating my way around people as a mudskipper. I'm very slender. Very elongate body.
Whoa.
I also have a lot of mucus and I have pretty quick reflexes, so when people try to step on me, I just poof, I jump away.
You're like, not today.
Yeah, I jump away really fast.
I see. Well, DJ Mudskipper, would you like to introduce yourself to everyone about like what kind of shows you have, if you have any co-hosts, if you like.
Well, I'm DJ Mudskipper. This is my third quarter as a DJ.
What?
I have one solo show alternating on Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. It's called Miku Music, and I play a lot of Vocaloid music. And this was something that I planned on doing for a very long time, but I finally got my hours up, and then I did it. It's Vocaloid forever.
What? Period.
I have two other shows also. I have I Spy alternating Mondays from 12 to 2 a.m. with The Pupil. A I fellow
spy.
Fish enjoyer, a fellow fish knower. And we talk about observations in Davis, and we play. We kind of have themes every week. We kind of just play whatever we want. And then there's the autism show.
What?
Very infamous, I'd say.
What? I say it's just famous. It's a really good show.
Very, very famous, yeah. You know.
I love that show.
Infamous for having two mischievous DJs as the two hosts of the autism show. Me and Naima Money alternating Mondays 4:30 to...
Wait, with this slot.
Actually, we alternate with this exact slot. So.
Next week, they're going to be here.
Actually, that's not true.
Oh, wait. they are.
No, wait. We will be.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was Thanksgiving, and I was like, oh, no.
No,
we're going to be here. We're going to be, like, super autistic.
Yeah.
And that's not, like, slash neg. That's slash pause, because both of us have autism. FYI.
We love autism.
We love autism. Just don't want people to misunderstand.
That you're like making fun of autism?
No, that's not autism. That's not what we do here. I have autism, and so does DJ Naima Money, so we're all about love.
Uplifting autism.
Exactly. Period.
Period. So now that we know a little bit about you, I wanted to ask, what made you join KVS? Because you joined, was it like fall quarter?
Yes, I did join fall quarter. But for a while before that, I had a lot of oomphies, a lot of friends who were in KDBS.
Me included?
Yes, you
included.
Well, You know, even before your arrival, I've known people here, but I feel like I never felt the urge to do it. I'm a bit of a lazy mud skipper. I feel like it kind of takes a bit of persuading for me to do something, but I like listening to music. Honestly, I felt like everyone listened to music, but then people told me that like listening to music's like my hobby, and I was like, I don't really get it, but I guess I do like listening to songs and music a lot. And then I joined KDBS because my roommate also wanted to join KDBS, and I was like, whatever, like why not?
Oh.
And then I did it, and then I was like, okay.
This is kind of fire.
Yeah. I was really tired, but I feel like it got me out of the mud. It got me out of the mud burrows.
Wait, what was that first show you ever had?
The first show I ever had was The Zoo.
What? It's going to make a comeback.
It is going to make a comeback.
What?
The only reason why we didn't do it this quarter is just because me and The Zoo's co-host, DJ Caracol, we did not have a compatible schedule this quarter. So we were unable to make it happen. But I think next quarter it's going to happen. It'll be real. The Zoo is coming back and we're bringing back a bunch of animals.
Yay. I'm playing Wahoo. We're all cheering here because I remember one time I went to like an episode of The Zoo and I was asleep for the entire time.
Yeah, you were.
I fell asleep.
I was
so excited because I remember you were going to do karaoke.
Yeah, we did do karaoke.
And I fell asleep.
I remember me and DJ Caracol, we were like, oh, where's DJ Aura? She needs to be doing karaoke in here. And then I go into the lounge and you're dead asleep.
I was like, you're knocked out. My bad.
Like, Irm, let's not sing too loud so we don't wake
what?
Her up. But I don't think it would have woken you up anyways.
When I am like asleep, I'm like... I was like,
dead.
I snore. I'm like, nothing can wake me up.
We were afraid. We were like, oh my God.
Like, is she dead?
Did she just die?
What? No, I'm alive. I'm alive, guys. I'm alive and doing well. Even though I am tired right now.
You woke up.
I woke up. Pronoun isn't woke.
Pronoun isn't woke. Oh
pronoun,
my
cat isn't woke, guys. Yeah. He
pronoun.
Sleeps.
Are you going to interview Pronoun one day?
Yes.
Pronoun when he's
like,
a DJ.
He would have been the KVS cat. Because I remember it was Brianna, the programming director, who found him. And I remember she brought him down here.
Uh-huh. I recall the story.
And I remember, like, it was Teddy's show. Uh-huh. And, like, he was in this room. Pronoun was in this room in a box.
Pronoun was here.
He was here. I remember he was, like, over here in the box. I remember Brianna, like, opening the box and being like, oh, my God.
It's Pronoun. And he has pronouns.
He was so tiny. Like, that box was like this big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
it was so little.
Yeah, it's like the size of your hand.
Yeah, he was so tiny. Like, he could, like, fit
small.
On your palm. And now
so
he's, like,
small.
So big. And now he's so mischievous.
How many apples tall is he now?
Like, 4 now.
Oh, my God. He used to be just one apple.
Yeah, he used to be one apple. Now he's 4, which is kind of crazy.
He's growing by the day. Maybe tomorrow he's going to be 5 apples.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of scary to think
about.
Whoa,
Pronoun.
It's like how these times are ever changing. Like when I was a DJ my first quarter, it was like I had one apple. Now I have 3.
Now you have 3. Oh, wait, you and Pronoun are twinning. Speaking of KVS, so you kind of went into like detail on like how you started and like how you kind of discovered it. But what made you continue? Because I feel like a lot of people have their first quarter show and it's kind of rough because it's like between 2 to 4 a.m. or 4 to 6.
Yeah.
And it's just like it's tiring. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
But what made you want to stay? You know?
I just liked having a show. Like, it was fun to play music on air. It was fun to share music to the world because, you know me, I kind of treat sending song links as my job. I know no one listens to it, but like
I do.
Thank you. DJ
I do.
Aura.
Raise
but
his hand.
You know, like, most people don't listen to it, but when you're on air, you kind of force people to listen.
Exactly.
To your music. And I like that. I like making people listen. And you know, sometimes people call in and they're like, I don't really like your music. And I'm like,
who cares?
Well, I'm playing it. Like, you got to listen.
Exactly. I like it. I like my music.
And it's pretty fun. I still think it's fun. And I think another reason is that it was really fun having my first show with my co-host. Like, we even had it for a second quarter. We would have had it for a third quarter if our schedules, like, fit together.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it didn't. But we were bringing it back. And I think it was fun. The zoo is also really fun because I got to talk about animal facts too, and I enjoy animal facts, I guess. Oh, period. Another thing about like liking having shows is that, you know, since I also have a PA show, I like talking a lot.
I'm a yapper, like us yeah, right now.
So it's like having the autism show, that was fun too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I know you have a Vocaloid show, and like that's like something that you don't usually hear on KVS. It's like kind of like a unique genre. So yes. What made you want to start a Vocaloid show?
Well, I knew that no one had a Vocaloid show. So I was like, I'm going to be indie. I'm going to be so quirky because no one else has this genre. And it's like, KDBS, it's supposed to be educational or something, right?
Yes.
So it's like, I'm expanding everyone's horizons. I'm introducing the new music genres to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to Vocaloid a lot. I like to think that I keep up to date with new Vocaloid songs a lot. And something else that I really like doing is checking out producers that are really like unknown, I guess. Like producers that
indie.
Yeah, super indie producers.
One may say indie.
Averaging like 1,000 views, and I feel like putting that music on air and expanding the horizon of people who listen to very very indie new goo underground music, it's like nice because those producers I don't know, I feel like they deserve a listen from other people, and it's just nice to be able to listen to them and know that, oh, like I can make other people listen too.
Exactly.
And I just like Vocaloid.
I know you said producer, so can you like enlighten us a little bit? I feel like a lot of people think Vocaloid are like is like how do I say this? Like, a lot of people think, like, for example, Miku has her own, like, page and everything, but she is just, like, kind of like an instrument.
Yeah.
So you want to go more into detail.
Yeah.
Educate the people.
This was actually, like, a huge controversy in the, like, back in the day. There's even a song called Let's Say the P Names, because people had a really big problem with saying, like, oh, this song is by Hatsune Miku, instead of saying this song is by this producer. And a producer would be the person that makes the song, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Like, same thing as a regular song producer. It's just that since they're not singing it, they're not being called, like, the singer of the song.
Yeah.
So, but people, like, they hear someone singing and they're going to be like, oh, it's by this person. And then when a producer uses Miku or another Vocaloid, they're going to be like, oh, that song's by this Vocaloid.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, people were like, wait, like, that's... Or, like, most people just did that. But then producers were like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, no one's crediting me for my work. So,
yeah.
It was, like, this huge controversy in the day. But luckily, I think that people, because of that song and also, like, just people talking about it nowadays, people are really careful about crediting producers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I also try to be very careful about crediting producers because, you know, I also draw and I don't like it when people don't credit me for my artwork, which has happened before. And it makes me really angry.
Period.
Like, you would think that a mudskipper can't growl, but you would be terrified to hear the noises that came out of my throat. I saw my uncredited art on someone's page.
Don't mess with the mudskip.
Don't mess with the mudskipper. You know, I'm a giant mudskipper, so I actually have 2 rows of sharp teeth.
What?
Watch out. And credit your Vocaloid producers. If you ever get into Vocaloid, credit the producers.
Exactly.
It's not Hatsune Miku singing. It's the producer. Or it's not Hatsune Miku who made the song. It's the producer that made the song.
Exactly.
And Vocaloid is just an instrument.
Not AI, guys.
No, it's not AI.
It's not AI.
That's another thing. Like, AI, I feel like, well, this is what I think, right? I think it steals from a lot of things. Don't think it's very ethical.
Yes.
And saying that Miku is AI or, like, Vocaloid is AI, I think is so disrespectful because Vocaloid is essentially made by recording voice lines from actual people, and those people give their consent to be used as like a vocal synth, which is not something you would see with AI.
Exactly.
And you have to also still tune the Vocaloid, so producers still have to put work into making it sound good. Like, they're not just typing something in and being like, Miku, sing this like in this way. So they have to put work into the software, like tuning it up, down, shifting pitches, changing maybe even like the voice bank used, because there's like a softer Miku sound, for example, or like dark Miku sound.
Yeah.
So, dark doesn't mean evil, by the way. It just it's like describes a voice bank where she sounds a bit more mature, like not as whispery. I guess, maybe like a whisper vocal would sound.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm learning so much.
Yes, it's a lot
about
of,
Vocaloid.
It's a lot of effort, so don't call it AI.
Exactly, guys.
Like, these are actual artists, and on top of that, a lot of illustrators put their hearts into making real artwork for these producers. So
many can't say that.
Yeah, many can't.
So I'm gonna tune into Vocaloid.
Tune into Vocaloid.
But a lot of people think like Vocaloid just all sounds the same too. But you show me like shoegaze Vocaloid, and low-key it was like really high key. It was fire.
Yeah, like there's so many genres you can make with Vocaloid. I think like the thing about Vocaloid is that it gives producers who can't sing like an actual voice. Like maybe these producers, they want to make music, but they can't sing. They don't want to sing. Maybe they just don't have the confidence to do it. They can't hire someone to sing for them, and they could. Well, Vocaloid costs money, but there's like alternate. Like Uta, which is free, that they could use as well. And I think it's also like the culture behind Vocaloid. Maybe they just grew up with Vocaloid culture. They want to also use Hatsune Miku and give back to that same culture that brought on all these cool producers. And it's just cool to have like Miku sing your song. And because of like the ways that producers tune their Vocaloids, like Miku's not gonna be sound the same depending on which producers tuning her. Like they can make her sound super different. Like Sasakura UK, which is a producer I really like, makes her sound super robotic. Like she goes like and he does like a lot of like 8-bit video gamey sounding music, so it sounds really good with that. Versus like I feel like with shoegaze they really try to keep the roughness of Miku's voice. I also really like it when you can still hear the machine behind her voice, because I feel like it emphasizes the roboticness, because the reason why I like Vocaloid is not because it's like replicating a human voice. It's like it's the software, and you can do so much more beyond like a human vocal with it.
Whoa. Vocaloid is beautiful, guys.
I know, right?
Whoa. I like a lot of people like just know Hatsune Miku, but there's like tons of other
so
different
many.
Vocaloids, not just her, guys. We're learning this quickly became like education of like Vocaloid. Wait, that should be like a class.
No, that I'm saying I should be a professor in
you should
Vocaloid.
Be a professor in Vocaloid.
Me and my 200 Vocaloid slides
for each lecture. I took when I was a first year, I took what's it called, a first year seminar on punk rock history. You can have a Vocaloid one.
That's
so like
so cool.
So
wait, that's actually so cool. I need to have a Vocaloid seminar. I can say so much about the history of Vocaloid. Like, you know, I was saying one time I was like in this group chat thingy and I was saying, oh, the song sounds a lot like Vocaloid, and then someone was like, oh no, it's like it just sounds like that because it's J-pop. But I'm gonna say I feel like the paths of the trends within Vocaloid and J-pop were very different back in the day, and there were similarities, right? But Vocaloid itself is a whole other culture, and like a lot of English speaking people were also contributing to Vocaloid, which is like, you know, that mixing thing. And I think even though now like Vocaloid is very mainstream in Japan, so it kind of blends together, I still think there's a lot of little quirks and trends in Vocaloid songs you don't really hear outside of Vocaloid normally. And when you do hear it outside of Vocaloid, it's like, wow, like that is very Vocaloid-y sounding. And you know what, when you hear that, I look at the producer, like whoever produced the song, and it's usually a Vocaloid producer.
Whoa.
I think it also like also it's probably because of how iconic some of these producer styles have become. So once they go into mainstream music, it's like I feel like this should be Vocaloid.
Exactly. This quickly became a Vocaloid show, but
yeah.
I'm not mad about
I'm
it.
I'm infiltrating. <the masses. laughs>
But yeah, I remember that punk rock history class I took. The professor, it was like he was like a white guy, just like a regular old like white American guy, and he was a Brazilian Portuguese professor. Like he taught like Portuguese, but also like Brazilian, like what's it called? Not social studies, but something along the lines of that.
I was gonna say, was it Brazilian Portuguese like music stuff or
no? Just just the language. He and then I remember like at the beginning of the class, he was like, I just really like punk rock history, and like with like, and he's like, a lot of people like this class.
Yeah, Slay. I wanted to have a Vocaloid seminar so bad. He inspires me.
You should. What if you come like a marine? professor, marine biologist professor, and then teach his vocaloid on the side.
This random marine science professor just has like a vocaloid seminar. Actually, he's so crazy.
Oh my god.
You think people would show up?
Yeah, I would. If I was a first year, I would.
Thank you. I appreciate the support. I have a lot of cool animal facts too. Or fish facts.
Like the mud skipper.
The mud skipper.
Would you share those like fish facts in your Vocaloid course?
Yeah.
Or would you like sprinkle them in here?
Yeah, I'll just randomly be like, oh yeah, this song has like the word fish in it. You know, my favorite fish is the mud skipper. A fish classified under the goby family. It has fused pelvic fins and eyes placed dorsally, which means they're on the top of their head. Googly eyes. And they're amphibious, but not amphibians.
Ah. Is that why like they can like go to like the surface like in mud?
Yeah, like they can live on land, so they're amphibious, but they're still fish, so they're not amphibians. And the degrees of terrestriality varies between different mudskipper species. I think mudskippers in the genus Periophthalmodon and Periophthalmus like to spend a lot of time on land. Other genuses, they prefer water more than land.
I see. But coming back full circle to TJ dialogue, it just became Vocaloid dialogue.
And fish dialogue.
Next I interview Hatsune Miku, that'd be crazy.
Hello. Hatsune Miku.
Hatsune Miku, just join us. She's like, hey guys.
Hello, everyone.
What? But like circling back to KVS, like one last question I wanted to ask was, what is some advice you would give to, we see like a lot of like volunteers and like first quarter DJs, and maybe those first quarter DJs are kind of struggling. They're like, I don't want to wake up at 2:00. I don't want to go to like show that's a 2 to 4. What's some inspiring words you would give to like the volunteers or first quarter DJs walking around
learned? So I had a 2 to 4 a.m. show. What I would do usually is that I would come to the station around 12 a.m., I think, and I would either call someone to pass the time or I'd do my homework. I think it's a really good time to do your homework if you can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
There's also couches to nap on.
Yeah.
I will say that I feel like if you have a super early morning class, since, you know, a lot of our volunteers are also students, if you have, like, a class at 8 a.m. or something, I feel like having a 4 to 6 might be nicer. Then you can just go to class and sleep afterwards, or just sleep super early, wake up at 3 a.m., go to your show, and then go on with your day. Like, that might seem kind of like a nightmare schedule, but you gotta do what you gotta do.
Exactly.
And we all went through the same thing.
Exactly.
And we all made it through, so you're gonna make it as well.
Yeah, it's possible, guys.
It's possible. We all did it.
It's possible.
And you know,
we believe.
If you have a co-host, I feel like it makes it really fun.
Yeah.
If you like your co-host.
Yeah. It doesn't feel as scary.
Yeah. You guys can like chat and talk about stuff in here. Mm-hmm. And you know, make some oompies, make friends around the station. Because that's how you find your beloved co-hosts.
Exactly.
And I don't know, hang out with people.
Mm-hmm.
And get your hours up.
Exactly. Exactly.
Get your hours up.
To the volunteers walking around.
Get your hours up.
If you think you have enough, get more.
There's never enough, dude. Don't stop. Just keep going.
If you like.
I don't have enough hours.
if you feel like, oh, I have enough, I can stop here. I would keep going. Yeah.
I definitely don't have enough hours, though.
But especially if you want like a really like nice slot, in your first quarter,
you're gonna have a 2 to
you have it's bound to happen, but like your second quarter where you can like apply to like daytime slots like in the afternoon, then I would like work really hard to get those, and it's like super easy to get hours. What's like one way in your opinion, is like a great way to get volunteer hours?
Well, subbing shows. Well, if you're a DJ, subbing shows. If you're a volunteer, I really liked censoring music. I know a lot of people would do their homework while censoring. I also drew cool pictures while censoring. And I also think censoring is like low-key the best way to get hours as a volunteer, because you can listen to like a bunch of new CDs and stuff, or like albums you've never listened to before. And honestly, that's like how I found a lot of music that I still like today. So
exactly, it opens like a lot of doors up for you.
And yeah, it's like maybe you're like, oh, like no way I'm gonna enjoy this genre, like who knows. I feel like it allowing yourself to open up to new horizons,
yeah,
that's a very good thing, accomplishment for a DJ.
exactly. And that's why you as a first quarter DJ have to only play physical media, and they encourage you to play stuff from the stacks, because the entire point is to discover new things.
Exactly, period.
Exactly.
And we have like the library website. I would just sometimes, if I wanted to find stuff from like a specific theme, I would just put a word down and then see how many like albums that
that's
word
what I do.
Yeah.
like for Gangnam Homeworker, I look up crab or beach or like something like that.
Yeah, when we did KDV Asians, I remember I wanted to only include albums that were in the stacks, and for the Pikmin one, I looked up garden, flower, spring.
Yeah, low-key work, because then like, and then, like, you discover, like, some fire music. You're like, dang.
Yeah, there's this album I discovered while doing that. It's called, like, Violet something. And it has, like, a purple album cover. And I think, like, I tried looking it up, and that song was nowhere to be found online.
Exactly. See, guys?
So, you guys could find something crazy like that. Because that was actually an insane find.
Something super niche that you can't find anywhere else on the internet, but you can find it here in Kyiv, yes.
I literally could not listen to that song. I had to come to the station and play it. Because I was looking for that specific song. Some of the songs off their album were on the internet, but others weren't. And the specific song I wanted to listen to, I just like had to come down here and listen.
Okay.
There are no technical issues.
We're coming to a close end. We're going to play your song that you've chosen on the Google Forms. Would you like to introduce it? And like, why do you choose this song? Even though this like form was like a while ago.
Yeah.
But why did you choose it? Why do you feel like you chose it at that moment?
So I believe, like, you know, knowing myself, I think I chose this song because I really like the producer who made the song, the producer Neko Bolo. He actually doesn't really do Vocaloid songs anymore.
RIP.
Yeah, he does still do music. He actually has done a few anime openings. He sings them. But his most recent Vocaloid song, it was commissioned, so I don't think he is like an active Vocaloid producer. But I was a big fan of his music back in the day. His music's very sad. It would make me roll around in the mud and I would cry out of my mucous membranes. And I think like his music's just very calming. So I probably chose the song because it was like, wow, this is a beautiful song.
Wow.
And I like it. It's not one of his like more popular songs. So I probably just really like it, and I didn't want to go with the like what everyone else likes.
Exactly.
I wanted to go against the fray.
Period. Yeah. Let's hear this song, guys. Peace.
have an asthma attack. I feel scared.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
¿Se imagina no poder recordar los nombres de la gente que ha conocido toda su vida o sentirse perdido en un lugar familiar? Las personas que padecen de la enfermedad de Alzheimer presentan estos síntomas y otros más. ¿Y usted sabe lo que es el Alzheimer? Infórmese. Llame al 1-800-438-4380 y solicite en español el folleto gratuito sobre esta enfermedad. Porque nunca está de más estar bien preparado. Este es un servicio del Departamento de Salud y Servicios Humanos de los Estados Unidos. Llame al 1-800-438-4380.
Where's my money? You gonna give me that money? Where's my money, man?
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Want money? The Money Show is here, and I'm Naima Money, playing Latin funk, salsa, rock, and hip-hop from Mexico all the way down to Argentina. Get your coin and tune in on Mondays from 3 to 4:30 p.m.
This is Noam Chomsky speaking over KDVS Davis, California, hoping that people will participate in and support their publicly committed media, such as public radio.
This organization had something to offer. It was very concrete.
A concrete political structure, whether we call it a party.
And concrete demands and a clear strategy for victory.
Everyone had to be trained on weapons. And so that changed the dynamic. In other words, the concrete conditions began to change the culture.
As well as give concrete assistance to liberation movement.
To you, to all of you, that all of you begin to think in very concrete terms.